talking about fudging 444, white strike, and you high quality upland cotton and a thorn in my side.
So, this is a little tricky, mm-hmm. But you got to feel your finger on there if you want to point.
Okay, very good. Okay. Good morning. It's my pleasure to be here today to talk to you about one of our new varieties, 5-inch and 444 WRF. It is a very unusual variety. It has a rare combination of high yield and very high quality. I'd like to recognize Joel Mayhill as the co-inventor for this variety. He is the trait integration manager in Corcoran, California. And also Drew Rush is the agronomist who oversees our yield testing program. And he also helps me out with the breeding in Georgia. Just an overview of 444. It is a mid-maturity variety with yield and area of adaptation similar to 499. And it has HVI fiber quality that is very comparable to 5-inch and 755 WRF Acala. The only difference being that the strength is down, more like a normal average uplands. 444 is also unusual in that it has a rare combination of a high lint percent with a relatively large seed. Normally, lint percent is negatively correlated with seed size, but this one has a very good seed size along with the high lint percent. It is smooth leaf, it has tolerance to bacterial blight, and it has excellent storm tolerance while also being very pickable. These data are output from the Seed Matrix database system. I used all available public data, which would be university data. And what I did is I did the head-to-head comparison of 444 with each of the varieties listed here. I converted the HBI fiber quality, mite length, strength, uniformity, into a Q-score with a Q-score weighting of approximately equal for length, mic and error, and strength. You can see that averaged over all available data, that 444 in the light blue bar here was surpassed only by 5-inch and 312 and 5-inch and 333. And the Q score is represented in the red diamonds. And you can see that it had a higher Q score than all other varieties. These data are from the 5-inch elite transgenic test conducted across the belt, all the way from Corpus Christi, Texas, up to Suffolk, Virginia. And these are the means for the checks in that trial. You can see that the yield of 444 was comparable to the best commercial varieties, with a superior Q score. We also included in this trial 5-inch 755 Acala, and you can see that the yield of 755 was substantially less than the other varieties. Typically, it's Acala's yield about one-third less when grown in the Mid-South. And you see that the quality, the Q score of 444 was very comparable to 755. For this we did a spinning test. We took 9 varieties out of the elite transgenic test grown at Leland, Mississippi. It was grown on both sand and clay fields. It was a 4-application test, and we combined the seed cotton from the two reps 1 and 2 together, and reps 3 and 4 together to make 2 reps for the spinning test. The cotton was ginned on the microgen, USDA microgen at Stoneville, Mississippi. The lamp for each sample was bagged into mesh bags and created a bale from the different samples, and that was sent to Fiber and Biopolymer Research Institute in Lubbock, Texas, where the HBI, APHIS, and the spinning quality data were collected. These are the HBI quality from this study, and I have the data sorted by Q-score to indicate the overall fiber quality. Throughout my graphs, I use green to indicate very good, yellow to indicate good, and pink is indicating inferior. You see that as compared to 755, 444 had very, very good fiber quality. The Myconair was on the low side. It's unusual for a high-yielding variety to have a lower Myconair. And in the Mid-South, we typically have more of an issue with higher mic than we do low mic. So this is something to be aware of in low mic environments, that there is the potential for the mic and air being too low with 444 in those environments. You see that the mic length were comparable to 755, but had its superior RD component of the color grade. These are the APHIS fiber quality parameters, and you can see that as compared to 755, 444 had equal upper quartile length. It had a lower trash content and a lower C-code NEPS. The fineness was quite low, which is in agreement with the low Myconair. Unfortunately, 444 had higher NEPs, a NEP count, and also the maturity ratio was lower, again, as indicated by the lower Myconair. This is a graph of the APHIS length distribution. The distribution for 755 is the solid blue line here. The distribution for 755 Akela is the red line with the long dashes. And the average of the seven remaining varieties is the green line with the short dashes. And you can see that as compared to 755, 444 had an equal proportion of its fiber that was in the longest fibers, and I believe that that this is very highly related to the yarn tenacity. Unfortunately, in this particular study, 444 had a higher frequency of the shortest fibers, and that more than likely will be correlated with higher short fiber content and in the combed yarns, at least with regards to the fibers from this study. This graph is another way of looking at the previous graph, and all it is the difference of the length distribution for 755 and 444 as compared to the average of the other seven varieties. And again, you can tell from the longest, for the longest fibers, which are greater than an inch and a quarter or greater, 444 was equivalent to 755, but unfortunately in this study, 444 had a higher proportion of the fibers that were less than half an inch. The fiber, the lamp was spun into 30 counts yarn, and the fiber quality parameter, the yarn quality parameters were determined. And if you look at the color coding across the board, you can see that 444 was superior for all of the fiber quality parameters indicated. It had a low total waste, the break force, the work to break, and the yarn tenacity were all superior, with particular emphasis on the tenacity, which Dr. Hickwood indicated was a very good indication of the yarn quality, and it was very comparable to the 755. In this study also, the 444 had a lower frequency of thick and thin places, and it had low hairiness. There is ongoing interest in how well the HVI fiber quality is predictive of spinning quality. And so with that end, I did a correlation between the yarn tenacity and the Q-score. And in this case, the correlation between Q-score and yarn strength was 0.95. And you see that they generally track pretty well together. The lint from different varieties may or may not be conducive to spinning a finer yarn. And I was told that the spinning quality of the 30s count on 444 indicated that it may be suitable for the higher count yarn. So they did a carded spinning of 444 and 755. I was also told that the other varieties would not be able to be spun on this higher count thread yarn. But you see the yarn tenacity in the blue bars was very comparable of 444 and 755, but the breaking elongation was higher with 444. So the two together indicates that yes, 444 could be spun on the 60 counts yarn. These were compared to an existing bale of a Kayla that was in storage that they used sort of like as a standard. But we all know that that the environment plays an effect on fiber quality. So the best comparison is 755 and 444 grown in the same field. Then in summary, I think we've seen that 444 has the very rare combination of high yield in the east of California, and it has near a Kayla quality, which is sort of like the holy grail for cotton breeders, high yield with high quality in the east. The APHIS distribution indicated that the longest fibers was equivalent between the Kayla and 444, but in this study, the short fibers was also more prevalent. The yarn tenacity of both the combed 60s and the carded 30s yarns were very comparable between 444 and 755. And in conclusion, we've seen that 444 does indeed have superior spinning quality. I'd like to acknowledge and recognize the contributions of the USDA Cotton Ginning Research Unit at Stoneville, Mississippi, and their help in ginning this cotton. The unit is led by Richard Beiler. And also like to acknowledge the contributions from the Fiber and Biopolymer Research Institute in Lubbock, which is led by Dr. Eric Hickwit, and the data were actually collected by Hawar Arain. So with that, I'll be glad to entertain any questions if there are any. Thank you. Yes, Dr. Paul. What were the weightings?
Yeah, how did you weight their much higher relationship with spinning?
Well, I played around with the weights until I got the distribution how I wanted them to fall out. And I think length was 0.22, length of micronarrow was 0.25, and strength was 0.27. No, I used the others, but those had the highest weights. Also, I used the other values of the Q score too. Yes, sir, I can. The one of the original parents was a New Mexico Akela. One of the 15-17 series. Any other questions? Thank you for your attention.